It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, a Wisconsin baker shares her experiences competing on a Food Network show and how she lucked out at getting assigned a very Wisconsin ingredient. Right now, TV cooking shows are really popular. We watch them in my household from time to time. And the holidays are a great time to have some fun in the kitchen. One Wisconsin baker is on the TV this season competing to make the best holiday treats. Jen Barney is a pastry chef, a dessert consultant, cake designer, and owner of Meringue Bakery in La Crosse. She's a graduate of Le Cordon Bleu, Minneapolis, and she's currently a contestant on Food Network's Holiday Baking Championship. Jen, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, I'm glad to be here.
Well, how did you end up on the Food Network's Holiday Baking Championship?
You know, it's crazy. They called me initially, which was a huge compliment.
Yeah.
I still had to go through the full application process. But I would have never thought to apply for a show like this, but I'm sure I'm glad that they called.
And I watch some cooking and baking shows with my family, and I imagine, now I know running a bakery can be stressful in and of itself. You're under deadline and trying to get everything right. But is it more stressful with that clock ticking down and those celebrity judges waiting to pick apart what you just made?
Yeah, that's an understatement. it is incredibly stressful. I remember my back hurt just from being clenched up and
Wow.
just being in like go mode, competition mode. Yes.
And does it make it hard to cook and think about what you're cooking, knowing that that's over your shoulder?
Oh, yes. But you know, I've always been good under pressure. I think that's a quality that I have. And I think if you just break it down and if you just take one step at a time and try to stay focused, I didn't allow myself to do too many things at one time because I knew that would have been bad for me.
I understand in the first episode, you got a good Wisconsin ingredient in one of the challenges.
I did. I was lucky enough to get cranberries.
Yeah, so a Wisconsin baker's got to know what to do with a cranberry.
Oh, yes, yeah. In the bakery, I use cranberries all the time. So for me, it was a no-brainer. And actually, I think it was a great luck on my end that I got that ingredient because I'm really proud of where I come from and I was glad to represent Wisconsin with that.
And you had to make something inspired by a cranberry mint julep. How do you turn that into a holiday dessert?
You know, so I've never had a mint julep of any sort in my entire life, but the base of the drink was bourbon, cranberries, and mint. And you know, cranberries really lend itself well to liqueur, like rum or champagne. Cranberries are fantastic in a lot of different things. So I like liqueur. I like to drink liquor. So, you know, that was, it was fun to play around with a cranberry in an unusual way. And mint was a great addition in there, too. So what I ended up doing is I made a really robust bourbon cranberry sauce. And I made a peanut twill cookie, which is kind of like a crunchy fortune cookie. And I made a white chocolate mint mousse. And I try to combine those three things together.
And let's hear what the judges had to say about that.
Definitely you hit the festive note. Now I just have to find out whether you got the julep note as well.
It tastes like you know your way around a cranberry. This is good.
Thank you. I really like the twill. It's a perfect balance with the peanuts.
Your cake is wonderful. All I'm missing is the bourbon.
Maybe take a couple more bites.
I'm a bourbon drinker. Oh, okay.
How did you feel about their feedback on that one?
You know, I think they were spot on. They were excited, Duff. he had my back, you know, with the cranberries. And off camera, we actually had a conversation about cranberries. We probably talked for several minutes. And I was telling them all about what I knew about Wisconsin cranberries and how we produce so much of the world's cranberries. It was a fun little banter that we had back and forth. It was sad, you know, that it didn't all get put on camera, or at least on TV.
And four episodes have aired so far, another three to go. I know you can't tell us who won at this point, but I got to ask, and I always wonder this watching the shows, the cooking shows where people are getting eliminated as it goes, how stressful is that waiting for the judges or the announcer to say you're on or you're off?
I know it's so stressful. You put your heart and your soul into this and you know that it's being televised and everybody can see what's going on. And for the most part, I've been pretty confident in what I'm putting out there. I know I cracked one time on episode 2. I started crying at the end, I think just with the stress. And I ended up actually doing a really good job. I won that that main heat challenge that day. But I think just the emotional roller coaster that you go on when you do a show like this, it's a trip for sure.
On some of the challenges, you have to collaborate with someone who's basically a complete stranger, also, you know, a pro themselves. Yeah. So what's it like going from, I imagine you are running the show in your own bakery, to being, you know, working with someone that you don't have that familiarity with?
I know. You know, I got so lucky. I was paired with two individuals that I got along with really well. I think just great communication and being on top of, you know, like what you're responsible for, and being courteous towards one another goes a long way. I was not expecting the network to throw that challenge in there. They've never had a challenge like that before on this show. And it was fun, and I hope they continue to do it, because it was really hard, but it was very rewarding, too, to come together as a team in the end.
Well, Jen, you are a pro baker. You've been on this this holiday baking championship. Can you leave us with some advice for the bakers at home about getting creative this holiday season?
Oh, gosh, there's so much out there. You know, 5 years ago, maybe longer, but I feel like Pinterest and the availability of online, like, inspiration has just changed the game. So I think if you can get on, I know it's probably a lame answer, but if you can get yourself on Pinterest and check out some cool ideas, I think that would be the way to go. I know for myself, I love making something that is chocolatey, something that has a citrus flavor, and something that has a buttery note. So that way everybody's happy, because you got the chocolate lovers happy, the fruit and the acidity people happy, and just the people who like vanilla, too.
Are those three different treats or all in one?
You got to play the crowd.
Are those three different items, or are they all mixed into one thing?
Three different items.
Okay, good.
Yep. So if you're baking for your family or for your loved ones, I say break it up into a chocolate dessert, a fruity, or a dessert that has a lot of acidity, and then a dessert that has a nice buttery note. So if you're making cookies, try to hit all those different flavor components.
That sounds fantastic. I'll eat all three of them, though. Jen, thanks a lot for joining us today. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you, Rob. You take care. Merry Christmas.
You too. Jen Barney is a pastry chef, dessert consultant, cake designer, and owner of Meringue Bakery in La Crosse. She's currently a contestant on Food Network's Holiday Baking Championship. You can find her holiday mint julep dessert at WPR.org/Food Friday. It's not really Food Friday, but close enough. It's food.